Hello there, and welcome to the Sila Entrepreneur Podcast, where we take a look at doing online business a little differently for women over 50. I'm your host, Marta Gertzen, entrepreneur and business owner since 2008, and for far too long, I struggled with trying to figure out what I wanted to be when my business and I grew up. I was tired of buying all the courses and downloading all the freebies, all in the hope that the answer I was longing for would suddenly appear. Turns out, clarity doesn't come in an instant. It's a journey of discovery and finding answers layer by layer. As I took action, I learned what type of work I really loved to do, who I had fun serving, and the problems I loved to help them solve. That clarity gave me the confidence to start designing a simple, sustainable business that I could steward well, and I'd love to help you do the same. If you're ready to find the clarity you're longing for, then you're in the right place. Let's take this journey of discovery together. Today, I would like to talk to you about the need to add space to think in your business. This is something I don't think we do nearly enough, especially as women who run their businesses from home. We have a lot going on, and the thought of adding one more thing to our schedule probably just makes us want to cringe. But if you want a business that you run, that doesn't run you, that you are being strategic and intentional about, you need time to think and reflect on your business. You need time to think. You need to make space to think. You need to create that margin, that buffer, so that you're not constantly running from one end of the business to the other without taking a breath to think or to just be. And so today I want to talk to you about different ways you can add that space, that margin to your business, so you can start to think and be more intentional and plan and be more strategic in your business. One of the reasons I walk my dogs in the morning is that it is my time to disconnect. I try very hard to not use my phone at all unless it's to take some pictures. And I don't like to have Voxer activated. I don't like to be on the phone. I just want to be out there to be, to think, to breathe. And that is the gift of these morning walks. And 99% of the time I'm able to do that. I don't bring any tech with me other than my phone comes out to take a picture, and that's about it. And I do take a lot of pictures. So if you like to see some of those, you can follow me on Instagram or Facebook. I share a lot of our walks there. But these are times for me to just be. This morning, it was a prayer walk. It was just a prayer walk of me praying over my business, what's going on, what's going well, what's not, what's going on in my personal life that's impacting my business, what's going on in my business that's impacting my life. And these are important things to take note of. These are important things that I need to be aware of. And so in that respect, I am creating a simple way to just think and pause and just be in my business without striving to do something or to accomplish something. So that's something you can start very simply. Another way to start adding time to think and reflect on your business in just a very simple way is to start a daily gratitude practice. We talk about this a lot in terms of starting a daily gratitude practice for us personally. But have you ever stopped to be grateful for your business and write down a few things every day that you're grateful for about your business? What it allows you to do, who it allows you to serve, the income it's providing, the opportunities to make a difference in other people's lives, the opportunity to have a flexible schedule. That's one of the things I'm most grateful for, is that I am able to be there when my mom needs to go to a doctor's appointment or she needs me to come over and help her at her assisted living. That is the gift of having a work from home business that allows me to have a flexible schedule. And that's something I'm very grateful for. And I try really hard not to take for granted. So starting a gratitude practice is a simple way to create space to think about your business. Another way to do this is what I call a weekly examine and business review. And this is a time that you set aside specifically to review what the week that just happened and then get ready for the week that's ahead. And this is something I typically do on a Sunday night. I set aside time before I'm getting ready for the new week to take a look. And I use what's called, what I've termed the ADMAR process. And this is a examine. And examine means a critical study. And that means it's just a very simple way for me to ask some questions about how my business is doing, how I'm doing in my business, and be grateful for what's working, be aware of what's not, and be able to release what's not working, what I'm frustrated about, to God. And that is something that I do every week so that I don't feel like it's riding all on my shoulders. And then once I'm done with that, I go through and prepare for the week that's to come. I take a look at what got left behind last week and didn't get accomplished, what needs to be put off, brought into the new week, what is my schedule, what are some of the appointments on my calendar, whether that's for clients or for myself or for my mom, or this week for my dog. She has to go to the groomers this week. So making sure I don't forget any of those things. And it helps me pull in the pending items, the things that I'm waiting possibly from clients from, or things that I'm needing to test and wait a few days to make sure that everything is working correctly, and bring that into the following week. Other than establishing a daily gratitude habit, this by far has been one of the biggest impacts on my business and helping me create time and space to think about my business, to reflect on my business, to get honest about what's going on, what's working and what's not. And without taking that time to deliberately and intentionally think about my business in that way, I wouldn't do it. I would have this big, huge to-do list that I need to accomplish. And there's certain things I need to accomplish every day. And sometimes it's a race to just get things checked off. And that's not how I want to do business. That is not an intentional, strategic approach to business. That is a reactionary, knee-jerk reaction that I just need to get stuff done. And that's how I feel accomplished. So by adding these specific, intentional practices to my day and setting aside time for them makes a huge impact on how I approach my business each week. The weeks that I run out of time or I forget to do my weekly review, I can tell the difference. I can tell that my business is not doing well, or at least it's not being as smooth as it should be or could be if I had taken the time to prepare for it. And I feel like I'm constantly running behind and I really don't know what my goal is for the week or what is my primary focus. And that's a big difference in how my business feels and how I feel in my business when I do not take the time to do that. On a bigger scale, there's also the monthly and quarterly business reviews, and these are crucial. And I think the longer you're in business, the more crucial they become, that it becomes critical for you to take a look at your numbers and your stats and take more of a higher up view rather than the weekly view where you're kind of in the weeds and you're looking at what's going on and what's not. The monthly review and the quarterly review helps you walk through your business step by step and examine how are your numbers looking, what's looking great, what needs that needs your attention. How are your emails doing? How are they getting through to your readers? How's your podcast doing? How is your social media posts doing? How are your sales numbers? All of these are things that we need to be aware of so that we can become strategic and intentional in how we do business. And if you don't take the time to do that, and if you don't schedule it and put it on your calendar, it probably won't get done. It will probably be, I'll get to that when I can. Well, whenever you say that, it's about 99% of the chance time you're not going to get to it. So making time to think about your business, to evaluate your business, to assess your business, these are all critical components of being an entrepreneur that has a simple and sustainable business. And one that you are stewarding well. And stewarding doesn't just mean the finances and the numbers. It's also stewarding you, your health, your mental state, your stress and anxiety. All of these come into play because we are people. We're not just business automatons. We are people who are in our business and in our lives, and a lot of times they're overlapping. So if we're not taking the time to really take a look at what's working in our business, what's not, and I don't think we ask enough how we're doing in our business, then the business is running us. We're not running the business. And that's not where we want to be. That's never how we want our businesses to be run. So I would challenge you, pick one. What can you start today? Could you start a daily gratitude practice of writing 1 to 3 things about which you are grateful for of your business? And I can tell you, a gratitude practice like this, especially when you do it daily, can change things. I know it has for me. And when I know that I'm looking for things to be grateful for, having that habit of writing things down daily teaches me to look for what to be grateful for. And that's so helpful in the seasons where business is really rough. And business will be rough. It's not if, it's when. The entrepreneurship journey is not one of a straight line. It is one of layers of seasons of growth, seasons of wondering, seasons of doubt. And that's just part of the journey. So if we don't take the time to appreciate what we have and learn to express gratitude, I think we lose out in the long run rather than looking forward and going in with intention and gratitude and gratefulness. It does make a difference. sometimes you may just need to find a way to take a break and step away from your business. Sometimes that is the way to think and process about your business. For me, it's my morning walks. For me, it's an afternoon break. For you, you might need to take every few weeks, you may need to take an hour or two and just go to the coffee shop so that you're out of your office, away from the kitchen that might have dishes in the sink that are bugging you until you get them done. Or you just maybe you would really enjoy cleaning and you can just go clean and think about your business. I know people who do that. That's awesome. Do two things at once. But find ways for you to step away from your business, to think about it, to plan it, to be intentional about it. And I use this word a lot because so much of the time we are reactionary entrepreneurs, not intentional entrepreneurs. And knowing that we have margin to think about our business, to plan our business, to consider our business, to pray over our business, what a difference that makes in our stress levels and our anxiety and how we feel about our business and how we feel about reaching out and talking to people about our business. And then also you need to do regular reviews of your business. You need to know your numbers. You need to know your stats. You need to know how effective your marketing is or isn't. You need to know your sales numbers. Are you meeting your goals? Are you in a season of growth and it's time to change your numbers? And is it time to dream a little bit bigger? And that's where you can get that information from doing a regular review of your business. And again, all of these need to be on your calendar and scheduled as an appointment. And if you try to say, I will find time later, or when it's later and I have more space, I will do it. Probably not. And I'm saying that from personal experience, that I have wanted to have some of these habits and review times of my business for years. And it's really only been in the last 4 or 5 that I've actually implemented them. And what a difference it's made. And it's because I put an appointment in my calendar and I honor that as a commitment. Just as I would as a commitment to a client, I honor that and I commit to that for myself and my business. That can be some of the biggest growth you can have in your business is to honor the commitments you make to yourself. So which one would you pick? Which one would you start with? Where do you feel the most need? Do you need a daily habit to think about your business? Do you need something more on a weekly basis right now? Or do you need something on a quarterly or monthly? There's no right or wrong answer. As long as you start doing it, you will start to see the benefits of it and you will want to add more time to think and reflect on your business. If you would like help starting with a daily gratitude habit, I would love you to visit selastudios.co/gratitude. And I have on there a 7-day starter kit to help you develop your own gratitude practice. Feel free to download that, get started. I'd love to hear what a difference it's making in your life and how you're doing with that. Until next time. Thanks for joining me. I hope you found some clarity or an aha moment that inspires you to take some action today. Before you go, could I ask a favor? I would really appreciate it if you could take a few seconds and leave a review of this show in the Apple Podcast app. Your review really does make an impact and helps spread the word about this show and gets it in the hands of other women who are looking to build simple and sustainable businesses of their own. Until next time.